Right now it is time for the Republican American Report, where we get together with Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American, talk about stories she's covered, and that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. I can't complain. You know, a little chilly this morning, but you know what?
It's
decent
fall.
Weather. That's right. I'll deal with it.
Yeah. It's been a beautiful weekend, so, and hopefully it'll be a nice week. Well, and it's going to be a busy week. Oh, it's our first favorite week of the month, where every meeting happens, it seems, so the calendar is booked. We have been concentrating, though, as you may have noticed, on affordable housing projects.
Yeah.
lots of news coming out of both Falls Village and Salisbury, where the Planning and Zoning Commissions are holding hearings on two projects. The one on being proposed by Falls Village Housing Trust on River Road has brought lots of controversy. People are on both sides, want it, don't want it. And so we have had the second part of the hearing this past week with a lot of testimony, and it will be continued on the 14th, I believe. Yeah. And then over in Salisbury, that's the one on Holly Place, a proposal for a when the town did a poll and asked where it should be, an affordable housing development should be, it was overwhelmingly in favor of that area, but now some people are against it. So stay tuned, because that, too, is going to be continued, I believe, on Thursday night. So lots of copy on that. And looking ahead to this week, tonight is the really busy one. We have Salisbury Selectman, Canaan Selectman, Region 1, and you probably have something else. I don't know what else is on. Board of Selectmen on in Cornwall tomorrow night.
I think the Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting tonight at 5 as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah.
Really? At 5 o'clock on a Monday?
Pardon me. No, at Salisbury. You're right. You're right. Yeah. That was Salisbury. That's the only thing that I had other than for tonight that you didn't mention, I think.
Okay. And then, as we said, the Salisbury P&Z on Thursday. And then on Saturday, I just got word that they're going to have the grand opening for the new Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station. 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and that should be exciting. The facility, have you seen it?
I've seen it. You know, it's funny. They had originally thought it was going to be the 16th, but they did. They moved it up to this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just an amazing facility, and people, I'm sure, will want to come out and see what it's like. I mean, the comparison to what's there now and what they're getting is incredible, and it's really a state-of-the-art facility. And also, there's a Sharon Cemetery walk from noon on
There's
Saturday.
A bunch of, what it is, there's going to be, I think there's going to be six different walks, each with 10 people. It's no cost. It's in association with the Sharon Playhouse. You just have to go to the Sharon Playhouse and register so they can know how many people are in each one of the walks. It'll take about an hour.
Mm.
And you walk through the cemetery, and there'll be actors.
Actors giving performances,
yeah.
And then a reception on the green after. Something. You can go it sounds really interesting, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, and it should be a lot of fun.
There's the Hazardous Collection Day in Torrington also for people who live in Northwest Connecticut towns on Saturday.
That's correct, yeah.
9 to 2.
They could not hold the one in June in Falls Village, so folks who have been holding all their materials, this is where to go. But you need to get a ticket from your town halls, I believe.
It's free, but you do have to get that ticket from town hall. That's absolutely right.
Yep.
Now, I also was told that the All Saints of America Church in Salisbury will not be holding their clothing drive this year because of COVID-19. They can't accept donations at this time. This is something that the Bargain Barn, every once in a while, we have to close down the Bargain Barn because there's only one way we can accept donations, and that's to make sure they're sanitized and everything like that. We also can only accept them right now. We have a tent set up outside. That's a very tricky thing. So that's too bad, because that clothing drive always gets a lot of clothing for winter for people to pick up.
You know, Marshall, I keep I shake my head every day at the disruption that this COVID virus has caused. And on the one hand, you know, people are suffering so. But on the other hand, there people are also thinking out of the box and coming up with ideas to mitigate the effects of this. So, but I just, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Well, you look at the little guild. They couldn't have...
Can't have their run and wag.
So they're going to do it virtually this year.
Right.
And it runs through October 31st.
Yep. So you think differently. And the crop walk, as we said, you know, went virtual instead of being in person. So people are thinking of different ways, but it's been, and of course, you know, Zoom meetings have become the norm. But it's just incredible, and no doubt there will be lasting effects. But let's hope when and if this is over, people will get back to being able to raise money and taking care of their organizations.
Well, like you look at the Run, Wag, and Walk, you can go to their website, runandwag5k.com, and you can register. But if you don't want to register and you can't walk because it's all virtual this year, you can just make a donation there. And in your town, in Kent, the Pumpkin Run is going to be virtual. That's going to run from October 22nd to the 25th. You can get more information on how you sign up and stuff for that at kentct.com.
Mm-hmm.
These are all events that are just standard events in our area. We just wrapped up on Sunday, I do believe, the Sharon Classic Road Race, the virtual road race, where people could do the road race on their own and then get all the information in by yesterday evening.
I assume that there's no festival this year, Salisbury?
I have not received a single word on it.
Nor I.
I know that there's some sort of craft fair going up on Canaan, in North Canaan, this week on the October 9th and 10th by the makers, the Berkshire makers.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think there's any.
I haven't heard a word about a fall festival. So
about
I'm
a fall festival, yeah.
The other thing is a lot of road work going on. Pobble Swamp Road in Cornwall was closed while they raised the road to avoid some flooding. And the project, I believe, I haven't been there, I'm going up, in Canaan has started to fix the railroad crossing right between Roma's and the train station.
But the nice thing about that is in between 6 and 9 in the morning and I think 3 and 6 in the evening,
right,
that's when they guarantee that you don't have to worry about one-way traffic. So it's basically in between 9 o'clock. And they basically stopped doing road work anyways in the state of Connecticut around 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So that has been a long, long awaited project. I mean, anybody who's driven over there knows how much you bump and rump when you go over that crossing. It's also going to affect the one up near McDonald's. So long, long time coming. So that's good.
Yeah, so and like we said, there you go. I mean, but you're right. What the pandemic has done, and that's what makes so interesting with the Sharon Playhouse, what they've done, has been so good to keep people involved. And they haven't made money on it, but they've kept people involved and active, and they're helping out like the movie house in Millerton, and also now the Sharon Historical Society. You know, I mean, you think about that, the Hotchkiss Library, they're still going on with their book signing 2.0. They still have a few left because they lost one of their biggest events of the year. But thank God they had somebody come forward to donate the money.
And that's been a wonderful series with fascinating talks. So, yes, I mean, as we say, people have gotten very creative, but it has done a job on us, as it has, you know, nationwide.
Well, that's the whole thing. And on these big town meetings, it hurts. You know, I know the towns do the best they can with Zoom meetings, but, you know, some of them should look at what they do up in South County, Massachusetts, where they go to schools, they set up auxiliary lighting, and they have them outside in the afternoon, sometimes the town meetings in the evening. You really have had to be very creative to be able to have people participate the way they would normally participate.
Yeah. That's been a whole issue, of course. As you realize, town meetings cannot be held virtually at this point in Connecticut, so they're off. I mean, and the issues that are important are being decided by the selectmen, and hopefully, you know, you put your trust in those you have elected, but it's tough. And, of course, election is upon us very quickly. The local candidates are around, and we'll be interviewing and doing stories on that. So, again, and the boxes are out in front of town halls for voting, putting your ballot in, and as you and I do every year, we urge people to get out and vote, especially this year.
Well, like I said, I voted in the primary, and I'm going to go to the polls with my mask on and my gloves mm-hmm. on, and I'll vote on November 3rd. I don't want to take a chance with my absentee ballot.
Yeah, right. And a lot of other people.
But I think it's worked fine over all the years. But I've just always voted, so I'm going to do that.
Lot of people have said that. They want to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to go vote, and I'll just take all the appropriate advantages. I'll stay 6 feet away from people. And I'll do what I have to do.
One last thing. We were Saturday. We were down at the shorefront. In Sharon, but it was really like West Cornwall under the bridge. The Knotweed Network has worked to reduce and really clear that whole area of this invasive plant, and it was wonderful seeing a group of volunteers planting things to restore that bank, and they're onward and upward. And good old Bob Gambino was there, who looks... Everybody marveled that he still looks
like an 18-year-old.
I know. And he did. You know, Sherry's in his 80s. He is incredible, and he's out there working along with the rest of them. So that's a great project. So it was a fun thing for at least to get out a little bit this weekend. But,
and a nice story you did on Brian Richardson and the Republican American receiving that the flag.
No, that was not me.
It was in the Republican American.
Okay.
And he received a flag, that flag that they gave back will fly now for the month.
With the veterans. Wonderful. Great. So. Good. So still lots going on, and we'll be out there this week.
All right, Ruth, I'll check with you on Monday.
All right, Marshall, have a good week.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rap-am.com on the web.